Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm going to be doing a reading on Truong Malan, a high-profile businesswoman who chaired a sprawling company that developed luxury apartments, hotels, offices, and shopping malls, was arrested in 2022. The 67-year-old has been convicted for fraud amounting to $12.5 billion, nearly 3% of the country's 2022 GDP. And for illegally controlling a major bank and allowing loans that resulted in losses of $27 billion, state media outlets reported. Going into this tarot reading, I was really uncertain what to expect. It was clear that the U.S. had a hand in this somehow for media. This was definitely to drive fear into people, which is why this was so broadcasted. It wasn't just for Vietnamese people why it was on the news. It was for everybody. The governments are saying, don't take our money. Don't mess with our money. Money seems to be a big issue with governments today. Going through these tarot cards, I seem to notice the corruption of the Vietnamese government when it comes to sexism and how they view children. When it comes to people committing crimes, it seems that when somebody gets punished in Vietnam, that the children do as well. The tarot cards that I pulled are the Five of Swords in the reverse, the Four of Swords in the reverse, and the Three of Swords in the reverse. This is obviously a subject where this woman is fighting for her life. So getting the Swords cards is not surprising. In the Five of Swords, I was very upset about what I had found in this card. I'm using the Villains deck, which is funny because it is a Disney deck, but I've never used it before and I wanted to tonight. The Five of Swords is stating that this woman has already been tortured and raped and beat, and that this is something that has already happened to her. The Four of Swords in reverse goes on to explain that in Vietnam, they will have an actor or an actress that will pose in the news as the criminal. But in the background, they have them in a prison or a jail, and they're abusing them. In the Four of Swords in reverse, it states that her children will not make it, that they plan to end their lives due to this crime of their mother. Coming into this reading and looking right at the cards, it's clear that there is a cultural problem. This is something we even see in the United States. The governments want to warn people to not steal money from people, other people, from governments, but especially men. They seem to have an issue where women are looking for a wealthy man. They seem to make a point in the news and want to that this is unacceptable behavior. I know you want to find a rich man, women, but you cannot do this. You cannot steal money. And looking through Truong's history, I can see that the decisions that she made was taking the lives of other people in this reading for the money that she got. I feel that these actors or actresses that they pose on TV as the criminal that are not, they're just lookalikes. I feel that the U.S. government has a hand in this. When I went into the Three of Swords and I asked, why did she do this? Why would she do this? And the answer was blatantly, she always wanted love, but she never found love. And she was not a sexual person at all. Absolutely not sexual at all. And sex just seemed very foreign to her in this reading, which what that card was doing was explaining a lot about her character and who she is. That she was just very modest and wasn't really a sexual person. I understand that the news states that she grew up wealthy. However, I think part of the issue with this woman, stealing this money had to do with an experience in her life of her or her family, a situation where they may have lost money and not really had it at one time. Maybe the funds were going down and it scared her, and she didn't want to be in that position. The Three of Swords states that regardless of what the United States may think, in Vietnam, you can fight in court. This is something that you can do. Why did this broadcast so much on our news? The government obviously wanted to send us a message about a warning about money and stealing. The government seems to be in deep cahoots with Vietnam. As far as lethal injection happening to this woman, I do believe that they have new experiments with lethal injection in Vietnam. And I believe that that is why they wanted to give her the death penalty, was they were excited to use their new tools to kill this woman. And finally, to wrap up the tarot reading, I want to say that I believe that killing this woman is going to cause a war. I think it will. I think it's going to cause problems. I believe that there are very high-profile people around the world that are involved in this situation. And I believe that for Vietnam, it's not going to go so great for them. It was clear that money fulfilled this woman's needs. And she wanted more, and she wanted more. And she came through as wanting a love that she just didn't have, that she never found her true love. And so money seemed to be something that fulfilled her. What can we learn from this reading? When you're empty inside and you want love, that we can look for it in other places. And for her, it was money. I believe it became an obsession. I'm sure there are many people out there that can relate. When they don't have love, they try to find something to fill that void. I'm going to voice my opinion, and you may not agree with it, but I don't agree that a person should lose their life and be sentenced to death over money. I believe money is extremely insignificant, and humanity has put such a value on it. But we needed to survive, so I can understand to a point where you would value it as you need it to survive in this world, unfortunately, in society. But taking a woman's life because of money? I don't believe that anybody deserves the death penalty over that. Regardless of the money lost, the governments, I'm sure, will figure it out. However, you may disagree with me, but I just don't agree with the death penalty at all. When I get into thinking about the people that she had killed, that I believe she did based on this reading, I start to think a little deeper about the death penalty. But if it was just over money and no lives were hurt, I just do not agree with the death penalty over just money. I wanted to give Vietnam a piece of advice. When it comes to other countries encouraging you to mistreat your women, it's obviously an issue of women in Vietnam wanting money and looking for men with a lot of money and women looking for money. This seems to be an issue the government is having because of their culture of depending on a man looking for a rich man. So they're having these issues. And so now they are saying warnings on the news about it. When it comes to how you treat your women and your children, do not let other countries instigate you on how to treat them. I feel like there is encouragement from the U.S. government to not completely treat their women and children the right way, based on this reading. So what have we learned from this reading that is very imperative? That when you want love, you'll do crazy things to make yourself feel loved. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Mama Isis Podcast. Blessed be.